Have you ever browsed in incognito mode? It's probably not as incognito as you think. Google recently settled a $5 billion lawsuit after being accused of secretly tracking users in incognito mode. Google's defense? Incognito does not mean invisible. In fact, all of your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Third parties like your internet service provider, your mobile network provider, and the admins of your Wi-Fi network, which could be your school, your boss, or your parents, can still see every website you visit, even in incognito mode, but not with ExpressVPN. They reroute all of your traffic through servers that are secure and encrypted, so nobody can poke around and see what you've been up to. ExpressVPN is ridiculously easy to use. It is literally one click and you're protected. It works on a ton of different devices, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, and more, so you can stay protected anywhere. And it's been rated as the best virtual private network by respected tech reviewers like The Verge and CNET. I don't like the idea of anyone spying on my internet activity for all kinds of reasons, so it's important to me personally to use ExpressVPN to make sure my online activity is my own. Here's an example. I recently used ExpressVPN to search for a gift for my wife because I don't want any unexpected ads to pop up across any of my devices and give away what I've been searching for. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/film. That's expressvpn.com/film, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/film.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, we're going to be talking about Sausage Party Foodtopia, and we're going to present interviews with the show's stars Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, and Sam Richardson. My name is Ben Pearson. I am an editor at slashfilm.com, and I'm joined on today's episode by Slash Film editor Brad Oman.
Hey, that's me.
All right, Brad. I remember thinking that Sausage Party, the movie that came out in 2016, was one of the most obscene mainstream comedies that I could ever remember seeing. But it also had a real message buried in there underneath, like, all of the vulgar language and CG food characters having incredibly graphic on-screen sex. So yes. I was wondering what your relationship was like to that movie before we get to talking about the show.
I love the original Sausage Party because it does have a little more bubbling beneath the surface without, like, trying to do anything grand or, overly preachy or anything like that. But it offers a nice satirical commentary on religion. And there's some stuff about, like, you know, race and class in there, too. And it's also just downright filthy, raunchy, hilarious, you know. And, like, if there's one shortcoming is that the animation isn't so great. But it honestly doesn't, like, matter as much because you don't need it to be Pixar quality animation for the jokes and the purpose of the movie to really land. And it was one of my favorite comedies that year. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I remember being, like, really surprised that it was willing to go there, specifically about religion, because, like, so few American movies are willing to touch that topic at all. And for it to be addressed in this really silly, obnoxious, really like borderline obscene movie that is really like pushing the boundaries of good taste as far as possible was a big surprise. So did you revisit the movie before you watched the show?
Not like immediately before, because it hadn't been super long since I had put it on while working a while ago. So like, okay. I was still pretty familiar with, you know, its beats and the comedy and whatnot in it. So, yeah.
Okay. So Sausage Party Foodtopia is the name of the show. It's on what, Prime Video, I think,
yes,
right? And
yes.
And it premiered today. So people can go and presumably watch at least the first episode. Do you know how many are available right now?
I think all 8 episodes are available to binge right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how many did you get a chance to see before you did the interview?
All of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So we talked about the religion component of the movie. We talked about some of the messages that were kind of bubbling under the surface of that film. My question for you is, does this show, Sausage Party Foodtopia, appear to have anything on its mind?
Yes. And again, not anything that is like particularly groundbreaking or super provocative or anything like that. It's more of like a surface level satire of things like capitalism and the justice system, because the premise of the show is it picks up right where the movie left off, where food has just basically started like a war with people after they realize people can see them when they're on bath salts and are able to see the sentient food alive and talking and everything. And so the battle like essentially continues, and they in what the show quotes as a comically short time, they basically like win, and like humans are essentially like, you know, not really around much anymore. And so the food decides to start like their own perfect society with that they call Foodtopia, in like this like outdoor shopping mall kind of area where there's a bunch of different stores around.
Wow. And okay. So what's the central conflict of the show?
So the main drive of the series is Frank, who is Seth Rogen's character, Brenda, who is Kristen Wiig as the hot dog bun, Sammy Bagel Jr., the bagel voiced by Edward Norton, and Barry, the tiny deformed hot dog voiced by Michael Cera. They're the main 4 characters, and they're basically just trying to create a functional society where food is now the dominant species on the planet. And so like it's isolated to this shopping mall, but it's just them trying to figure out how to like regulate themselves, because they realize that like there are things that they need and there's things that they don't understand about the human world. And so like in the first episode, there's a big rainstorm that is like apocalyptic, because a lot of food just can't withstand the rain. They're like, what the fuck is this? and so like there's a lot of really fun stuff like that. And so the driving force becomes that. And then there's a conflict that kind of felt like a little reminiscent of Gangs of New York in a way. But it's also reminiscent of just like in general movies about like people trying to craft societies outside of the norms of regular civilization. And so there's this one of the new characters is an orange named Julius, voiced by Sam Richardson. And he is the one who kind of instigates this like system of currency, like using human teeth as like a way of bartering, because he takes over this like large industrial refrigerator in one of the areas of the shopping mall, and he won't let in any of the perishable foods unless they like bring him teeth, because he's like obsessed with having all these teeth as if they were, you know, money basically.
Interesting. So it's kind of like it sounds like a Walking Dead kind of like almost apocalyptic kind of environment with different factions springing up and things like that.
Yeah, a little bit. I would say a little less apocalyptic and more kind of like, just like when you're dealing with a society that doesn't really have everything together, like you have a lot of people who are kind of just like living in squalor, and like they don't really know where to go, and like no one's like super happy. And then so like there's this fight for leadership between Frank and Brenda and Julius, who kind of starts to like curry favor with the foods with what seem like, you know, ideas that will help everybody.
Interesting. Okay, so I guess big picture, do you like the show? Do you think it was like a warranted and vital follow-up to the movie?
No, I think it's great. And I honestly think that it even takes things a step up from the movie, because it has 8 episodes to play with, and they're all about a little over 20 minutes each. So you roughly get, you know, a little over 2 hours of time, you know, in this universe. And because it does feel like a movie concept that is spread out over episodes, but there is like little episodic bits to it as well. with a serial story, you know, being the driving force. And it's the way it handles it is just done it's very clever. There's a lot of interesting twists and turns. The characters and like how they, you know, interact with each other and their dynamic changes over time is really compelling. And of course, there's all the presumed fucked up shit that you love to see happen, from the crazy food violence to the gratuitous sex and all of those things.
I was gonna ask if like the show feels like kind of like a toned down version when it comes to
Okay. No, not at all. They Prime Video clearly let them do whatever the hell they wanted to do.
Okay, well, I won't ask you to describe any of the food orgies or whatever, because I'm sure that's like some of the funniest stuff in the show.
Yeah, and what I will tease, and this is something that gets discussed in an interview I did with Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig and Sam Richardson, is in episode 6, there is a content warning before the episode. It's the only episode that has a content warning. That Amazon told the producers that they needed to include because of a certain scene in the show. And it is definitely graphic and gross and weird. And yeah.
Okay. Wow. So Sausage Party Foodtopia is really going there then. Okay. Well, I guess anything else that you wanted to mention before we just jump right into the interview?
If you love food puns, I honestly think that there are even more food puns in the series than there were in the movie. It's just like, it's nonstop. Like the number of food puns, it's like the number of like jokes in general in like a single episode of 30 Rock. They're just
wow,
all over everywhere. Like at least one, like every 30 seconds.
Okay, man. So I guess it sounds like you would give this a full-throated recommendation then, especially to people who like the movie. Or what would you say to people who maybe haven't seen the movie? Do you think it's necessary to watch the film first? Do you think people could just jump into the show? What would you say there?
The show does a pretty decent job of like just doing basic stage setting. It has like a little preamble where the Stephen Hawking gum character in like a 9-volt battery wheelchair kind of explains like what happened in the first movie and sets the stage for what happens in the first episode. So like you could easily jump into the show and be fine with that, but I would just recommend watching the movie if you haven't, because it's just a wild, dirty, filthy romp that is absolutely hilarious. You know, if you love blue comedy, you're definitely gonna find plenty of it there. And so it's absolutely worth watching the movie but beforehand to get a grasp on, you know, the characters and just what happened, and then jumping into the series. And I definitely give the series a full recommendation. It is hilarious, and I really, really liked it.
This is one of the few times that I've wished that this podcast is actually a radio show, just on the off chance that somebody happened to be like flipping through their channels in their car or something and come across the phrase that you just said of a Stephen Hawking gum character in a 9-volt battery. It's just like so deranged when you think about that out of context. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? window instead of middle seat, picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket, outsourcing business tasks you hate. What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, to pull back the curtain real quick, Brad and I recorded the part of the conversation that you folks just heard a couple days ago, and then it was actually before Brad had the chance to speak with the people that he spoke to. So Brad, now that you've actually recorded this interview, what do we need to know about this?
Yeah, so as I mentioned in our discussion, episode 6 of the Sausage Party TV series has quite the graphic sex scene, and it's something that is even more so than the food orgy from the first movie. It takes things to a new level of gross and depraved. And that's the episode that actually Amazon went out of their way to have an additional warning for graphic content. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately knew that I had to ask Seth Rogen about that scene. And now it's going to spoil what the scene is, this conversation. I very specifically say what happens in the scene. And then when Seth talks about it, he talks about it. No holds barred. Very graphic, very filthy. Lots of profanity. Lots of Seth Rogen's trademark laughing. And so don't listen to this around your kids. Don't listen to it out loud in public. It is extremely filthy.
Yeah, I was listening to this as I was editing the episode, and I was like, we have to jump on here and like throw up a warning or something, because this is like incredibly entertaining to listen to, but it is also really vile, some of the stuff that people are talking about. So yeah, just wanted to throw out this warning, last second kind of thing, for like a full on spoiler warning here. And yes, prepare for a highly entertaining conversation between Brad and the stars of Sausage Party Foodtopia, Seth Rogen, Sam Richardson, and Kristen Wiig.
So just to let you know, we're clear for spoilers because this is going to run after the spoiler embargo. So we can talk about anything that happens in the show. It's not going to ruin anything for anybody.
Yeah, we've kind of just been mostly talking about stuff. Yeah.
So I just want to dig right into it because I have to ask the scene about where Frank the hot dog has sex with Jack the human. And it seems like this takes things a step further than the food orgy from the first movie.
Honestly, it does.
So I was just wondering what was planning this sequence like, as far as like how much you could show, what was Amazon's reaction when you showed it to him, all that stuff.
How much could we show? I think we could show, you know, most things we wanted to. I think we generally were able to have our druthers. Would that be the word? Far as what was visible on screen, yeah. We wanted it to kind of be sweet in some ways, but then kind of escalate into a more, I guess, graphic place. But yeah, it was fun to brainstorm on.
I really enjoy listening to each other.
I don't know. It's a hot dog and a dude fucking each other. What do you want from me? we pictured all the ways a hot dog and a dude could fuck each other. You could grab the shaft and jump on the balls like a little trampoline. You could just go in. Obviously, you start with just going in his ass and suck and all that kind of stuff.
Then you get creative.
I titty fuck him, or he titty fucks me, I guess, at one point. So that's where you start to be like, okay, now we're onto something here. We try to 69. I go for, but I'm too little. There's and Will Forte. Again, he's had some high bars for comedic sex scenes. You being,
oh yeah,
you being one of them.
Yeah, Kristen, what's more horrifying? Is it the hot dog sex scene in Sausage Party, or is it having sex with MacGruber?
It's also it's like doing a stunt with Tom Cruise. Like you want it to be good. Yes. You want it. You don't want people have a level of expectation for it.
Yes. So, Forte's your man.
Forte's your guy, and so you want it to deliver on the expectation of what a true, you know.
And no more game person than Will Forte.
He's very ready. He's down to clown. And I think we did that together, and we're very quickly like, we probably shouldn't be doing this. We were like, this would be better, honestly, if you did your part and then I did my part. And I actually think, like, the interactivity of this is making it much harder to do. And actually, not easier to do in any way, shape, or form. Even, I think we were on Zoom, and I was just like alone in my living room, and he was like in New Mexico in like some Airbnb, just like, and he's like, my family's in the next room. It was weird.
Christopher, you showed like the animatics or storyboards before you had to record your reaction to it?
For some scenes, yes, but I mean, you don't, you just kind of
know
what it's going to be, and
you imagine the classiest version.
And, well, also, it's like, when you're recording, you kind of know what the scene is, and they let you play and, you know, kind of do whatever, so you kind of just, like, do a bunch of different things, and then, you know, in regards to like the sexy stuff.
Reactions. In regards to fucking as a food.
Yes.
You've all done voices in big animated movies and even TV shows. Does this allow for a lot more improvisation when you're recording as opposed to other animated productions?
Yes, for me, I think yes.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
There's not like a bar you can go too far, whereas like when you're doing like a kids animated movie, there's a lot of stuff that's got to be left off the table.
This is not that. No. That's what makes it fun. Often you're doing a kids movie and you're like, oh, it'd be really funny if we could say this, and they're like, yeah, but you can't. But with this, we're like, no, please say much more.
Sam, what was your reaction when you saw just how much Julius's orange anus protruded from his body?
I said, finally. A true depiction of a prolapsed anus on a fruit. It's been too long, and frankly, I think we're due.
Will you avoid oranges like that in the future?
No, hell no. I'm going for that one. They always say the more plump the butthole, the juicier the fruit. I think that's an old phrase.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
The plumper the butthole. I see that on T-shirts at Venice Beach.
I'm gonna make that T-shirt now.
Yeah.
So I noticed it's pretty prominently. There's a big Kahuna Burger in this universe.
There is.
That somewhere Samuel Jackson's character from Pulp Fiction was forced to fight off food?
Yes, that this world firmly takes place in Quentin Tarantino's cinematic universe. He does not know that, nor has he in any way signed off on it, I don't think. I think we found out we didn't need his permission to use Big Kahuna Burger. So I think we were just like, that seems like a funny thing to do. We love Pulp Fiction. That seems fun. Let's just do that.
Talking Royale with cheese walking around.
Exactly. But yes, Jules is out there fighting food.
I mean, he's got at least one more movie in the works, so maybe he'll put, you know, Frank into the final Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, if there's a hot dog if there's any food in that movie, I'll assume it's an homage to me.
Yes, I agree.
If there's any scene where anyone's eating anything, I'll take it as a personal reference to me and my work and Quentin's gratitude towards it.
This is for all three of you. Does it feel like television is where comedy is like really thriving even more now, especially since studios have kind of abandoned big tentpole comedies?
I don't know. I mean, last summer I made a pretty big comedy, like in Ninja Turtles, and it also was like an animated movie and an action movie. I think if you want to make comedy, you kind of got to go where the money is, you know? Like, you're not going to create the wave, you kind of got to ride it, my philosophy. And so we wanted to make a theatrical comedy, and so we made it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we made it as funny as we wanted it to be, and we had a cast of hilarious comedians, and it was a great comedy, and it did really well, and we're making a sequel, you know, and for stuff like this, like, we do it on television, because that's where, like, the money is, honestly, and that's where they let you do it. So I've seen these trends kind of come and go, and, like, and in general, I just feel lucky that we're making anything, because it seems like a lot of people are not making things, comedic or not. Everything seems to not be happening as much.
What do you think, Kristen? Because it seems like movies like Bridesmaids have unfortunately kind of fallen by the wayside in recent years.
I think because everything has changed so much and there is a lot on stream. I mean, it's just not what, like, I remember back in the day, it was like, what are the summer comedies?
Yeah.
Like, summer was the time, or like, certain things would be released on certain months, and certain months meant certain things. And you wanted a movie to come out in this month, but not that month. And because all of that's changed, I think comedies are still being made, and obviously comedic TV, but we're in such a transition. I honestly think we're just trying to figure it out. Movies in general, I think it's everything's just in flux, and
that sexy movie did good.
Which one?
The one with Sydney Sweeney and the, well, I can't remember what it's called. People love
comedy, and when people see things that, you know, like this and like Sausage Party, people say to me, like, I'm so glad, you know, people are still making things, and like, credit to Seth and his company, like, still creating this stuff that's making people laugh. I mean, people really want to laugh, especially now. And like he said, I mean, you got to write it, you got to find a way to make it, and you just have to, I don't know, you just got to keep doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
As I wrap up here, I wanted to get just a little bit off topic, because the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live is coming up. Kristen, obviously, you're on the show. Seth, you've hosted, and I'm sure you guys are all fans.
Sam watched it.
I watched it.
I was curious if there's anything that you're looking forward to for that, what will be undoubtedly be a big 50th anniversary celebration.
I'm just looking forward to the whole thing. I think it's a weekend of stuff, and they've been working on it and planning it for years, and just reminding people that, you know, so many great talents have come out of that show, and what Lauren has done with that show. I just think, I don't know, celebrating it 50 years, that's kind of a big deal. And yeah, I just think it's really exciting. I'm excited to be there.
For sure. Right on. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. And Sam, I just wanted to tell you, I fucking love Detroiters, and I wish we could have more of it.
Thank you very much. I wish there was more of it too.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Any closing thoughts, Brad, on Sausage Party, Foodtopia? Anything that you wanted to mention before we close it up today?
No. You know, I mean, just go watch it. I would love to see that if they can do more with the series. It's something that definitely lends itself to further episodes and nasty adventures with these food characters. So. Yeah, give it a watch. Hopefully we get more.
All right, so you can check that out on Prime Video. You can find more about this show, including the trailer and things like that, at slashfilm.com. I'm sure we have a bunch of writing about the movie from way back in the day that you can check out too in our archives. And that'll do it for today's episode of the show. Slash Film Daily is normally published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really, really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.